For me, it's been well. Just taking care of my body and getting after it. I mean, we've all been improving and going, so it's been going well.
What's this first year to second year like for you? I mean, obviously having the year under your belt where you, it's no longer new for you. You know where everything is, how to get there, what to do. So what's this first year of knowing what everything is like? What's it like for you?
It was awesome. You know, a great learning experience, learned a lot. And now it's just taking it to that next level, learning more and continuing to improve.
So what do you do? I mean, now that, again, you have that first year under your belt, I mean, there are going to be rookies that come in this weekend that are looking up to you to find out how you go about doing things, especially considering you were just in their position a year ago. What do you do to try and get, like, as you said, get to that next level now that you're in your second year?
I'd say, first off, this offseason, doing a better job taking care of my body personally, but telling them to take care of theirs at an early stage, because that's what I didn't do. But, you know, just really taking advantage of the time we have now. You know, we finish early and just taking advantage of that time to recover and take care of your bodies. And just understanding that you're not going to get the defense in a day and just, you know, just continuing to play ball.
How comfortable are you, you know, now you got that year behind you, you know what the pace is like, you know what they want you to do. How's that feeling for you?
It's a great feeling. Now it's just getting a better understanding of the defense, going more in depth. Now that I know what to do, now it's, you know, how are they trying to attack me and, you know, just getting a complete understanding of it.
Yeah, you're just talking about taking care of your body, that being a big difference. What goes into that? Like, what kind of things are you doing differently?
Me right now, I'm doing more Pilates, yoga, you know, getting in the training room a lot more. You know, just those things, you know, to help with longevity.
Who got you into that stuff? Or is it like a trainer? Is it somebody else in the locker room that said, hey, try this out?
Well, I was down south training. And there was a Pilates ladies there, and I tried it out, and I liked it. So, you know, it's something that stuck with me.
Down south where? In training?
At XPE.
In Miami? Or where?
No,
is that
Boca.
At? Boca Raton.
Yes, sir.
So how did you do that before you started? I mean, was it something where you just kind of looked at it? And, I mean, I guess you knew why guys were doing it, but was it something you just couldn't really grasp at first?
Yeah, I mean, I could tell that they're like really stretching and stuff, but I mean, I was like, shoot, I'm stretching. It's okay. Like, I wasn't really looking that deep into it. I just saw it, and, you know, but after doing it, you know, I realized that it made a difference. So,
Could you educate, you know, us non athletic types about what exactly do you do with Pilates? I know it's a form of stretching, but what is a, you know, could you explain it for the people?
Well, with me personally, I do a lot of stuff to strengthen my inner thigh because that's something that, you know, as athletes, we don't do a lot of. You know, it's a lot of outside work and big muscles, but working those small, intricate muscles, it's, you know, it doesn't happen too often. So just doing that and a lot of twisting just to, you know, loosen up my back and things like that because we're constantly running and pounding. So just, I guess, elongating it.
Have you seen it make a difference? I mean, I know you've only been out there for a couple of weeks, but have you seen your body feel different out on the field?
Yeah, I have. You know, I feel a difference with it. You know, it's helped me. You know, I just feel more upright. Back feels a little bit looser. So,
do you have plans to work out with Cam Chancellor again this summer?
Yeah, planning on it. You know, I think that'll be great. To get back up there and get after it with him. He's a great dude, so it's a good dude to be around.
I know those guys in Seattle have been together for quite a long time, especially in the secondary. When you look at this defense and you notice so many of you guys that are so young, do you feel confident that you guys can stay together and have that type of long-lasting impact right here, again, considering your all of you guys' youth and at this point experience as well?
No doubt. I mean, you know, we just continue to improve and grow, and we just take it from there.
Have you had a chance to talk to Tack and assess his game or, you know, where his head's at?
I haven't, but I'm looking forward to it. I heard he's a great dude, so I'm looking forward to speaking with him.
Where do you see this defense going this year? I mean, what are you looking for?
mean, just to continue to improve, be a better mold of ourselves compared to last year, and just to continue to grow.
You guys went on that run towards the end of the season and into the playoffs and into the Super Bowl where the defense just kind of kicked it up a notch. You know, looking back, was there a turning point that you can point to? I mean, what led to you guys playing so well there down the stretch?
I say it's just, you know, getting a better overall understanding of the defense. You know, it was a few young guys out there, so we're still learning, growing, had growing pains, but, you know, it made us better. But I'd say that, you know, learning and growing, and then it just continued to improve, and then everything just fed off of that.
Yeah, I mean, you always hear so much about communication and the language and things like that. I know you're not doing that quite yet in the off-season work, but just what's your comfort level now compared to, you know, showing up here this time last year for rookie camp?
It's a lot better. Like, going through the defense, you know, it's like night and day. You know, last year, hearing about it, I'm like, okay, I got to do this, I got to do that. But, like, now it's just, okay, I see it. Now it's looking at the smaller details of what everybody else is doing instead of just focusing on my job, you know. So
you said one of the pieces of advice you'd have for young guys is you're not going to get the defense in a day. I mean, looking back, was that one of those things? Was it ever frustrating to you? Like, man, this is a lot to learn and figure out in a short amount of time.
Yeah. Yeah. And like, one thing I learned is to start putting it in columns, you know, not, you know, trying to look at everything at once, just taking it, you know, like small pieces at a time and then taking it from there.
LSU safety Adams, the one top 10 of the draft this year.
Yes.
You guys had a for Florida had, I'm not sure if it was Quincy or if it was Taylor, but somebody here, I think, tweeted out or Instagram or something like Florida was DBU and Adams, you know, kind of responded, no, LSU is DBU. I think
that was teased. I don't get into that stuff. I mean, I don't care about all that. I mean, the people I was with, you know, I was brothers with, and I still am. You know, we're a close-knit group, and we're ballers. So, you know, I'll let everybody else, you know, decide whether they're DBU or not. But, I mean, shoot, I just love those guys.
But you have to, I mean, I'm sure, you know, subjectively, you guys put yourself in a certain class. I mean, considering the number of you, the amount of you guys that have, you know, not just gone to the lead but gone high in the draft. I mean, I'm guessing that kind of speaks for itself.
There you go.